For right-wing propagandists, Christmas is the season for giving that just keeps on giving. Year after year, conservative voices in the media construct a narrative that accuses liberal, secular, un-American forces of conspiring to wage a so-called war on Christmas. Look, it's easy to spoof the simple-minded faith-baiting that pops up every year at this time, but one writer suggests that, in fact, there is too much Christ in the Christmas we celebrate today. Amy Sullivan has written a provocative article for USA Today that argues that what we should be doing is taking the Christ out of Christmas. And I am really happy to have her joining us in the studio. Amy, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
It's good to be here.
And explain yourself, if you will.
Well, it may sound kind of counterintuitive to take Christ out of Christmas, but as a Christian, I've been struck, particularly over the last few decades, that there's not a lot of religious sentiment to the Christmas that we all celebrate. Whenever right-wingers kind of go after commercial merchandisers for not saying Christmas and instead putting up Happy Holidays banners, I'm always wondering what version of Christianity they are trying to represent, because in my version, Christmas is not about buying reduced price waffle makers or even having a store clerk wish me Merry Christmas. When somebody says Merry Christmas, they're generally just mean have a good festive season, not, you know, enjoy your celebration of Christ's birth.
Yeah. The whole history of Christmas, as I understand it, involves a celebration that had to be worked into a work schedule, and it wasn't about all of the accoutrements that we think about. There were diversions everywhere.
Well, certainly Christmas, as we understand it now, is a pretty modern, recent development. But you're right that from the very beginning, it was folded into pre-existing midwinter celebrations, partly as a way of making it easier and maybe more palatable for the Roman Empire to, in its conversion to Christianity, celebrate the birth of Christ. There were pre-existing Roman celebrations every year around the New Year, and they involved gift-giving and merriment and feasts and a lot of the things that we use to celebrate the holiday season now. But also in northern countries, it was just a way to get through the winter. There were a lot of cultures that had a lot of the elements we think of. They included use of candlelight or fires just to kind of light up their lives in a time when darkness was prevalent. Use of greenery long before the Christmas tree came around. People would use boughs of fir or whatever sort of greenery was around to remind them that winter would eventually end. And so Christmas, which wasn't actually celebrated until the 4th century, was kind of folded into these pre-existing traditions that a lot of cultures had. And it explains why even today we have kind of two parallel tracks of Christmas celebration. We have one that's this more kind of wide open, festive. It's a chance to give gifts to people in your lives. It's a chance to hold Christmas parties, to sing songs, to just be merry. And then we have ever fewer people who actually go to church on Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's become a big, almost cultural tradition, right, to go to Christmas Eve services. But it, again, that's almost more cultural than it is religious at this point. And the actual celebration of the day of Christmas as a religious holiday is limited to a minority at this point.
Well, I'm fascinated with your proposal. You're saying, why don't we have a Jesus Day to mark the birth of Christ and leave the end of the year festivities, the gift giving, and all of that secular part of these days called Xmas? There is a real heartfelt poignancy to the way you describe what Jesus Day would mean. And I wish you would talk about it, because I think our listeners will be fascinated.
Sure. Well, on the one hand, I just want us to acknowledge what is basically the reality today, which is that we do have this secular festive Christmas season that has almost nothing to do with religion. We sing popular songs like We Wish You a Merry Christmas, Deck the Halls, Jingle Bells. These are all about the cultural celebration of Christmas. They're all about being with family, which is an important value, but it's not the religious meaning of the holiday. And so for me, I go back to how we celebrated Christmas when I was a child. I grew up in the Baptist church, and my Baptist grandmother would bake a birthday cake for baby Jesus that we would stand around on Christmas Day. We would sing happy birthday to baby Jesus. And it was an acknowledgement, even though we opened gifts and had a Christmas tree. We were not deprived as children. But it was an acknowledgement of why we were recognizing that day. We would go to church services on Christmas Day. And there might not have been many people, but those who were there would, again, gather together. And we had a great song called Happy Birthday, Baby Jesus. And everybody would get in the spirit by singing that. And it was a focus on the birth of Jesus, which by the time we get to Christmas morning in our recent years, people are exhausted. They have no energy left to focus on the actual day of Christmas. Yeah.
That does leave open the possibility for other religious traditions to participate in gift giving, those kinds of things, without it reflecting on any kind of commitment of Christ's birth or the recognition of any significance of that. Was that true?
Absolutely, yeah. In addition to kind of setting aside the actual birth of Christ as Jesus Day, which I feel would allow those of us who have serious Christian commitments to really focus on our holiday. I think the beauty of this is that it does make the festive season open to everybody. Even Santa Claus holds religious connotations for religious minorities who feel excluded and who really shouldn't, because this is a very secular cultural celebration.
What are some of the things we could do right now to help people distinguish between the cultural dimensions and the spiritual dimensions?
That's a good question. There are two things that are going on. One is kind of a backlash to the commercialization of Christmas, which you see in movements like the Advent Conspiracy, which is people who are saying, enough. There's too much focus on buying things, and especially at a time when people don't have as much money, when economic times are much harder. We need to take away the focus on accumulation of stuff and allow us either to focus on the religious significance, have more of a mindfulness for the Advent season, which gets lost for a lot of people, but also to focus on giving to others. So for the Advent Conspiracy, for example, people try to challenge themselves to give less, but then spend part of what they're saving on a cause like Living Water International to help dig wells for people in developing countries who don't have clean water. That type of focus may seem to people beside the point when it comes to Christmas, but that's because we've so perverted the idea of Christmas.
Yeah.
We need those religious conservatives who have so fueled the war on Christmas to pull back and to recognize that they're fighting the wrong fight here.
Amy Sullivan is a contributing writer at Time magazine and author of The Party Faithful, How and Why Democrats Are Closing the God Gap. Her article, Let's Put Christmas in Its Place, appeared this last week in USA Today. I encourage you to look it up if you didn't see it on the day it was published. I think you'll benefit from pondering it. Amy, thanks so much for being with us again on State of Belief Radio.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.